Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus of the Nishmas of David Yitzchok ben Reb Akiva Yehuda, the Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, the Gemara in Rafuas Yochevet Fege, Bas Michal Yudisbasio, the Gemara in Rav Mitzia. One of the most famous Gemaras in Shas says, "Shnayim shalchu baderech u'biyarech me'ikidin shalmayim." Two are going on the way, and one of them has a jug of water. They both drink; they'll die. It's not enough for both of them. One of them drinks; he'll remain alive. So ben patur darshin, no. Let them both drink and let them both die, and let not one of them see his friend's death. So Rabbi Akiva came and he said, "No. That your life comes first, the life of your friend." That's the famous Gemara. So Ben Petrua says they should both drink and ultimately both die. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, only the one of them should drink and the other one should die. The one who has the Kiton Shamayim should drink. So there is much discussion about this Gemara. And this year we're going to go on the Derech of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nosson Sitzan. It says in Gemara Avodah Zarah, we see in Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin on the base, that if you have Chai Olam versus Chai Shah, you're not choshish for Chai Olam, for Chai Shah, for temporary life, and you have the opportunity for long-lasting life. Like the Shavus Yankov learns in Chela Kimon Siman Ayin Hey, if that's true, why does Ben Petura say they should both drink? It's only Chai Shah. Let one guy drink and live Chai Olam. And even though one guy is going to lose his Chai Shah, doesn't matter. Chai Shah nidcha mipnei Chai Olam. Chai Olam beats out Chai Shah. And even according to Rabbi Akiva, it's fair. And even according to Rabbi Akiva, if not for the Chai of Chayecha Koidman, he's moided ben Ptura, shesh name Yishtu v'yamusu. Not for Chayecha Koidman, they should both drink. Why is that? Why does he need to come on to Chayecha Koidman? Why don't we just say that Chai Olam is the Chai Shah? So the Chora, then this sugya is chalik on the sugya and Avodah Zarah of Zayin Amud Beis, that if this Chayei Olam versus Chayei Shah, you're not choshish for the Chayei Shah, you go for the Chayei Olam. This Gemara, neither of them hold like that. The Akiva needs a pasuk to say that one of them should drink the whole thing. The Torah says neither of them drink the whole thing. So it appears follows the dafka and the sugya of Avodah Zarah, that the Chayei Olam and Chayei Shah are for one person. Because the Gemara there says that Safik Chai, Safik Meis, if a Jew is going to have a machla, maybe he's going to live, maybe he's going to die. You're not allowed to be misrapim in Argoyim because Karbal Vadai, that the Roifei Goy is going to kill him. But Vadai Meis, Machmas Machala, so the misrapim him, Emo Malaf Sid, Ben Koyamut. Maybe the Goy will taka heal him. So the Gemara says, what about Chai Shah? Shouldn't go to the Goy because he'll live Chai Shah. And the Gemara says, no. Chai Shah loy Chai Shinan. You're not choshish because here you have Chai Olam. And then the Gemara brings a raya that we mokum Chai Olam and not choshish for Chai Shah. But that's all talking about one person. One person, you're not choshish for Chai Shah if you can get Chai Olam. Like Tosis there writes that it's Tavos Sheikhanas Besophic Ibud Nefesh Kede Raviacha Idezet Sophic Sheiske B'chai Olam. But in the case of Ben Petur, we're talking about two people. You can't say that one guy's Chai Yishah should be lost so that the other guy should be get Chai Olam. Because what the Tosis says, it's a Tova for the person to get Chai Olam, even though he might not get Chai, he might lose Chai Yishah, but he has a possibility for Chai Olam. It's a Tova for him. But here, if Reuven gets Chai Olam, so what good is it for Shimon? Shimon's not getting anything good out of it. He's losing his Chai Shah. So that Reuven can get, Shimon's getting his Chai Shah, losing his Chai Shah, so Reuven gets his Chai Olam. Live for longer, so what good is there for Shimon? It's the only benefit comes out from it. So that's the Chilek. The Chilek is one Gavra and two Gavras. When it comes to one Gavra, Chai Olam is you go for the Chai Olam al Chajbon at the expense of Chai Shah. When it's two people, then they're, since the person who's losing is Chai Shah, Is he going to get any benefit if the other guy gets chai olam? Because he's losing his chai shah, getting nothing. So there we don't say that chai olam beats the chai shah. The Maharsha writes, the gamla Rabbi Akiva in the kitan maim shel shneim, even according to Rabbi Akiva, if the kitan belonged to both of them, he's moded ben p'tur sheshneim yemusev al yer v'misas chaveir. And it could be that his reason is because my chazis, who says that your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder. So you see, if there are two people, we don't say that you're not choshish for chayisha. If there are two people, and you are choshish for chayisha, and they both go for the chayisha, the ketone belongs to both of them. Shneim yamusav al yer v'misas chaveiro. They both drink to get the chayisha. You see, with two people, you go for the chayisha, not for the chayolim. In the Chavishim with the Chasim Sefer and Bav Metzia, Daf Samach Beis Amar Aleph, he asks, what was Ben Patur thinking? And what does Rabbi Kiva need a pasuk Chayecha Kodman? The only reason we say by Ritzicha Yaharig Val Yavor that you should rather die rather than kill somebody else is because the Svar of my Chozis, who says your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder, so you can't kill him. It's only when it comes to killing somebody. And for this reason, if they want to throw somebody on a baby to crush him, the person doesn't have to be Moser Nefesh because there's no Maichazis. He's not killing him. Tosis is on Hedron Ayin Dalbit. On the days, we've discussed this at length in the past, the famous Reb Chaim. So many of them did on that Sheben Petura, Brem Svar Yadinan, Shein Tzarech Litein Akit and Shebi Yadal HaVeroi. So it's only when it comes to killing somebody else, we say Maichazis. But otherwise, of course you preserve your life. And therefore, if they say, all right, you don't have to kill, we're just going to throw you on the baby, so he has to take it. He doesn't have he ain't sarachim sar nafshi, doesn't have to be mercy nefesh. In the case of in our case, we should know from Svara that you don't have to give the kitan. Of course, chayecha kodman. Because without the svar of my chazis, which doesn't apply here, because you're not killing anybody, you have to preserve your life. You preserve your life. So this is only shver when the jug belongs to one of them. So even without chayecha kodmin, we know that you don't have to give it to your friend. Because there's no svar of my chazis, which says your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder. It's only when it means killing him, either being killed or be killing him. So then we say that svar, otherwise you preserve your life. That's fair in the Gemara, but the Maharsha is talking about where the Kiton is both of them, Rabbi Kiva is moided that they both drink part of it for Chai Shah. So what right does one guy have to steal from the other? So he's doing a Maisa to be Mafsid, his friend. There we can say the Svar of Maichazis. There we can say, who says your blood is redder that gives you the right to steal the jug of water from him? So if it's a matter of both of them drinking, then Enochinami, we say Maichazis. Your blood isn't redder and you can't steal it. That's if it belongs to both of them, but it belongs to one of them. You're right, the Mada Chasin Sefer has a kashin. Ma'pitom, why do you have a havamina? Why does the havamina? Why is the maskan of Ben Keturah that they both drink? Of course your life comes first. Only by Ritzicha we say hard valiant. Okay, and Kushis Achasim Sefer, Hikshagan B'Sefer Minchas Chinuch. Similar to the kasha of the Chasim Sofer is the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. This is Reish Tzadi Vov. In the place in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, who writes, in the case where a person is not doing a maisa, we don't say maichazis. And you don't have to do maisa nefesh. Rei ben p'tura sover. Even if you don't do a maisa at all, you're still not allowed to give yourself life. And Rabbi Akiva needs a pasuk to save yourself. So he asks on Tosfos. Tosfos, if you're not doing a maisa, you don't have to be moser nefesh. But according to Ben Petura, even if you're not doing a maisa, you have to be moser nefesh. You have to give half of the jug to the other guy. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, you only kind of need a pasuk. He learns from pasuk, not from svara. Tosis learns from svara that if you don't have to be, if you're not doing a ma'isa, we don't say ma'ichazis, and you don't have to be ma'isa nefesh. Tosis learns this from svara, but Rabbi Akiva needed a pasuk. Nevertheless, says the Minchas Chinuch, the din of the Tosis is correct. You don't have to save your friend by dying. You can let them throw you on the baby. Because Rabbi Akiva says, Chayecha Kodman. So your life comes first. Ravada Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechavero. So they're Freina Chinami. If it's either we'll throw you on the baby and crush the baby, or or we'll kill you, he's allowed to be passive and let them throw him on the baby. He's chayecha kodman. But that's similar to the kasha of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer didn't understand Ben Ptura. If Tosis is correct, that we only... You only have to give up your life when it comes to tzicha, otherwise you save yourself. And then Chaschinach asked it on Tosfos. Why is it so pashut to Tosfos that only when it comes to tzicha, you're not allowed to save yourself at your friend's expense? And Ptura doesn't agree with that, and Rabbi Kiva needs a pasuk. So how do you know this from Svara? He says, nevertheless, the din of Tosfos is correct. You're talking to save yourself. Also in the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi al Rambam, Perakei Milchus Yisodei HaTorah Lach Aleph, he asks on Tosfos, Mishnayim Shalim Mahalchim Baderech. The same kasha, you have Shnayim Shalim Baderech, and Rabbein Petur says, you split it up. So you see, you're not allowed to save yourself at your friend's expense, even if you're passive. I mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, you need to come on to a pasuk. V'cheyach yichayimach. Ela the kasev l'hakshas gam Rabbi Akiva. Da'arei hasam habei b'shev v'al tase. V'oi, d'loi habei hasam din v'tzicha klal. Rak mishum din hatzala, mikol makom tzichin in the kra, v'cheyach yichayimach, v'cheyach kodman. From Rabbi Akiva it's a kasha because he's being passive. He's just drinking it himself. And Tosa says if you're being passive, and it's Beseder, and you can let yourself be killed, or you can let yourself, the person can let himself be thrown in the baby and crush the baby, because he's being passive. But Rabbi Akiva says, even though it means someone else is dying, as long as you're passive, it's fine. Rabbi Akiva says that when you're passive, it's not fine, you need to pasuk, to tell you that it's okay to passively let the other guy die. Not only that, in the case of Rabbi Akiva, it's not Ritzicha, it's Hetzalah. He's just drinking the water to save himself. It's Bechal, not Ritzicha. Yet Rabbi Akiva needs a pasuk. But by Ritzicha, the lack of krav, chol inyan, the harig val yavor af b'shev val tasa, but by Ritzicha, you have to die rather than be over, even shev val tasa. Mach yesh bo din Ritzicha, there's a din Ritzicha, and here there's din Ritzicha. So in other words, the Chaim holds not like the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says that the din of Tosis works with Rabbi Akiva. You save yourself. Therefore, you can let them, the person can let himself be thrown on the baby and crush the baby in order to save himself because he's passive. Because you have to save yourself. Rabbi Akiva says, you drink the jug, you save yourself. But He says, no, there's a din with Sicha here, says the Reb Chaim. And this din of Tosas wouldn't stem with Rabbi, even with Rabbi Akiva. The Akiva says, you can drink it. You're not doing anything to the other guy when you drink the water. But when he's thrown in the baby, so he's killing the baby. That's with Sicha. Rabbi Akiva just said his din, when there's no din b'tzicha, it's just a lack of hatzala. But if there's a din b'tzicha, even if there's no maisa, there's no chayecha kodmen. Vadei harik v'ayavur. How can he tell a guy to let himself kill somebody else? Not pitom. Only when it comes to passively drinking, then it's not b'tzicha b'chlal. That's what Rabbi Akiva was talking about, but not like the case of Tosfos. That's the assertion of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Maor Yisrael, Rabbeinu Chaim Zatzal. וביישוב קושי הסחסים סויבר והמנחס חינוך. In order to be miyashiv, the kashes of the chasim sofer and menchas chinuch. Would appear as follows. To shtim between Tosfos and our Gemara. That the Tosfos writes in Sanhedrin, when a person doesn't do a mice and they're throwing him on the baby is crushed. It's mistaber that he's not chayv to be moiser nefesh. But you can say, Adorab, my chazis, who says the dam of the baby is redder? Maybe my blood is redder. That's because there it's talking about a case that if he doesn't agree, they're going to kill him definitely and immediately. And there we say, who says that the baby's blood is redder? Maybe this guy's blood is redder. But in the case of the two people walking on the derech, Ben Ptura says, Mutav sheyishtu shneim yamusu layirach amitza shel chaveiroi. There it's talking about a case where if the owner of the water gives his friend to drink, they're not going to die, he's not going to die immediately. Just according to his cheshbon, he's going to die later on, before they get to civilization. And the water that's in his hand is not enough for both of them. It emerges. So when he gives his friend from the water, the death isn't in front of us. He's just worried about the future. And there, Ben Ptura holds that since the Misa is not in front of us now, he has to save his friend while you're the Misa's Chaveloi. Because if he doesn't give his friend the water, his friend's going to die immediately. And if he gives his friend the water, then the Baal HaMayim won't die immediately. So that's the chiluk between the two cases. And you're throwing yourself on the baby, like Tosfos writes about, letting oneself be thrown on the baby there, it's definite death for the baby immediately. And if not, so they can kill him definitely immediately. So we say, my chazis, who says the baby's blood is red, or maybe his blood is red, and he's not a killer. The people throwing him on the baby are the killer. So there, Ben Petura says his words. Tosfos says that he can let himself be thrown on the baby. But in the case of Ben Petura, it's nothing immediate here. The Misa isn't lefaneinu. It's only going to come lachar zman. Therefore, in such a case, you have to share the water. In the Sefer Iyun Yankif, he writes, and not that it says, M'shesim Shnei Mason, nevertheless, the komokom ptas tikva yesh b'shtiya shneim l'chayisha. There's a little bit of hope if they both drink. For chayisha, they're going to live for a short period of time, and therefore, who knows, maybe the helicopter is going to come and save them. And therefore, let them both drink. What he means is that if there's only a tiny bit of water, and if they both drink, they're going to die immediately. So let one guy let the Baal HaMayim drink that little tiny bit and let him live. And only when they're both going to live Chaye Shah, then we say they should both drink. And now Lotikshi Ala Tosfos. This is, you don't have to, one doesn't have to be Moser Nefesh when they want to Jerome on the Tinok, because there, in Loyaskim, he's out immediately. Misa Lefonav. So there, he doesn't have to die. Shave out pass and let himself return the baby. But in the case of Shnayim Baderech, so let them drink. They're both to live for another 2 hours. Hopefully, in the meantime, somebody will come. But since it's the future, so we don't have to worry now about the future. Faren for Divrei HaTosfos. So Baruch Hashem, we zeichu to be miyashiv between Divrei HaTosfos and Divrei HaGemara. In the case of Mishneh, in Perek Aleph Meroitzeach, Halacha Yudalid, the length from the Hagoyes Maimonim, Shev Yerushalmi Masik, Shechayev Lahaknis Atzmei B'Sofik Sakone Kadei Lahatzil Chaveiro. Because of a case of Mishnah, Shatam, Neshahalo Vadai, who Safek, Bachinam, Nidon de Ben Pture, Kevin Shaim, Misasa, Shalbala, Mayim, Lefanenu, El Shistakin, Beatid, Avalai, Kim Misasa, Safek, Domi is Dami, Lay, Mayim, the Meshach, Yuluchoi, Kevin, do Safek, for Chaber, or Vadai, Chayv, Lahach, Nis, Asma, the Safek, Sakonik, De Lahatzel, Chaber, and Vadai, Sakonik. So the case of Mishnah brings an agos maimoni that in Yerushalmi the conclusion is that a person has to be machnas and put himself in the suffix sakana to save his friend. In the case of Mishnah writes that the reason is because the other guy's a vada and he's only a suffix. You have to put yourself in the suffix sakana to save your friend from a vada sakana. So in the case of Ben Ptulah, the misa of the balamayim is in the fanema, which is something in the future. So his misa is only a suffix, and this guy's misa if he drinks now is a vada. He has to be machins himself with suffix sakan in order to save his friend. And it's Sivan Amik Shailan, the Shi'ultis writes the reason of Ben Patira is that Yishtu Shneim, Yichu Shneim, Yoma Yomayim. Ulayat Koy is Damin Nemai, maybe water's going to come around. You have to be machins yourself to a suffix sakan, Kadeh Lahatzil Chaver, Midei Vadei, said Midei Misa Vadei, like the Gos Memonius. Maybe he says, no, even in such a case, Chayach HaKadim. You've been saying. Chasen Ish also says the same word, Ayin Shab. And he's like, oh, Samar Chaim. ויהיין בהגויס יד אברום לשולחן אורך יורדי עשים אין קוף נון זיין. ואף על גב, ואיך ידע מלכוס טוב סנו שמוס של שטעד רצים ואיזה טוב יתפסו אחרים. וכל מקום אני תפס עצמו ראשי לשטעד אל לחייך הקודם הזה. Big Holocaust שיילה. Saving oneself or saving a family member. Somebody else is going to be taken in his place. So yeah, Avraham says that if the Malchus is holding on to people, and saving them means that other people are going to go in their place. One's not allowed to save them. But the one himself, he's allowed to, the nitfas himself, is allowed to save himself. Chayecha kodman. Tzarechim mea kesef mishneh, mea smah, excuse me, in chashin mishpat, shin pei ches, writes that if the nezek already came upon you, you're not allowed to remove the nezek if it's going to cause nezek to somebody else. Ayin sham ubir agro, so... You see that even the Gabay Atzma, you don't say Chayecha Kodman. Because you say if the Nezek has already come upon you, you're now allowed to remove the Nezek and knock it off to the other guy, even though Chayecha Kodman. So you don't say Chayecha Kodman. Maybe Kiva's case is different. There, it's his water. He's allowed to drink the water. The Maisa Neira and the Hakdama to the Shut Makachi Hashem. Oh my gosh, Chelik Aleph Page Ches. There he discusses that Zelis Talmud Chacham Koydim. In Bateres Svil Choshem Ish Batav Chavov. A lot of Makoris about this Shaila. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we have some new insight into this sugya, very, very geshmak. And obviously there's tons more to say. בעזרת השם יתברך, ורצון שנזכה לומר, נדון בזה עוד. Thank you so much for listening. Sof davar, kol nishmat, elokim yirav, et mitzvotav shmor, ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.